Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good, smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Hey, it's Charlotte.
It's Shelby.
It's Riley.
And it's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good, smutty fun. Enjoy.
Today's episode trigger warnings are explicit sexual content and cheating.
And we have another review.
Woo!
It is from ewick4420. Of course, I had to start at episode one, so I am way behind. I love how much fun these ladies have while making these episodes. I definitely cringe right along with them sometimes. We seem to have the same views on books for the most part. At least one of the ladies will be feeling the same as me in each episode.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And today's book is Your Dad Will Do by Katie Robert. And how many stars did you give it on Goodreads, Shelby?
I give it 3 stars. Three. Nothing in particular that I didn't like about it. It just wasn't my cup of tea, I guess.
I gave it 3.5 stars. This was straight up like erotica.
Oh.
Yeah. There wasn't any plot.
No, like, plot or anything. It's literally just bam, 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 bam.
Okay. Yeah. So for that, it was good. If you're looking for an erotic read, I feel like this is a good one. The smut was really good. There just wasn't really like a whole lot of story. So I have a hard time giving like 4 stars to a book that doesn't really have a plot or a character development. But it was, the smut was good. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Smut was good. My quote for you, Riley, is, with his big cock filling me, I forget all the reasons this is dangerous to my heart.
My heart.
With his big cock.
And mine is, get over here and get on your daddy's cock like a good little girl.
Do it.
Get on it.
Do it. Also, your daddy?
Yeah, so.
Is it her daddy?
It's her father, yeah. It's not, but it's somebody's father.
Aren't they all?
I mean, sometimes. So this book is just one POV, and it is in our female main character Lily's POV. She's knocking on her father-in-law's front door late at night in the middle of January, wearing a tiny dress, thigh highs, and a garter belt with no panties, with the hopes of seducing her almost father-in-law, Shane. Lily and his son, Max, recently broke off their engagement after she walked in on him fucking his secretary, and Shane is in his late 40s with a bulky build and salt and pepper hair, and Lily is 26. So, age gap.
Okay. Yeah. With his big bulky body.
Bulky.
Bulky. Oh.
Bulky.
I mean, it's very similar to bulky.
I'm getting a vibe already.
He invites her in and immediately asks what his asshole son did this time and grabs her hand. And she tells him it's over and he pours them some drinks. He asks why she's here and she asks if he remembers last summer when him and Max were supposed to be working, so she showed up and decided to forgo a bathing suit. While she was laying out in the yard, she started to touch herself and looked up to see him watching her through a window. And once she saw him watching, she wanted him to do more than just watch.
Oh. He exhales harshly. You don't know what you saw. Okay. I'm shaking like a leaf. My mistake. Shane still doesn't move away. Even if I came home for lunch unexpectedly that day, you were dating my son. He shifts forward the barest amount, closing in on me. It would be fucked up if I stood in my master bedroom while you fingered that pretty little pussy. I'd be a monster to have watched the entire thing and fucked my hand while I pretended it was you. Well, you did, didn't you?
Hypothetically, I said.
Hypothetically.
Shane asks again what Max did, and she tells him. He says he's so sorry as she hops up on the counter, her dress rising dangerously high, and Shane asks if he pushes her dress up if he'll find her bare pussy. But he tells her this is wrong. She's only doing this for revenge. She was going to marry his son, and she's young enough to be his daughter. So naturally, he starts to pull her dress up.
Okay.
He's like, this is wrong. I'm gonna do it.
Let me just lift it.
Ha ha ha!
Let me just see what you're hiding under there. I was also going to say, what a weird question. Like, are you wearing panties? That's not a normal question.
It seems like there's been a lot of sexual tension between the two of them, even throughout her yeah. and Max's relationship. But goddamn, they're both so presumptuous.
Honestly, yeah. very forward.
So she asks him if she should call him daddy then. He releases her dress and begins to run his hands up her breasts, and he pushes his fingers into her mouth and begins to quickly thrust them in and out, asking if that's what she wants.
No.
No.
No. No. He's just finger fucking her mouth?
Yeah.
Yes.
You want that? Shane leans down and holds my gaze as his fingers stroke my tongue. You want to call me daddy while I slip my hand up your skirt and find out what you have waiting for me? While I bend you over this counter and eat your cunt until you come? It's almost too much. I can't quite catch my breath. I really am going to gag, but he gives me no relief. You want to ride daddy's cock? Do you? You want to ride it?
She's been in his house for like 30 seconds.
Yeah. And he's like finger fucking her mouth and he's like, yeah, you want this?
He's like, I'm so sorry this is wrong, but here you go.
She says, yes, that's what she wants, and asks if he wants to see what's under her dress, and he says, yes, but not here. He walks to the living room, and she follows, and he pushes the ottoman up against a large sectional and tells her to lay on her stomach. He turns on a movie and asks if she remembers it, and she says, yes, she watched it on his couch with him and Max. He runs his hands up the back of her thighs and asks if she was hoping Max would finger her right in front of him, and she says, maybe, but also, maybe she was hoping he would do it.
Oh, maybe.
The idea of my father-in-law makes me want to vomit.
Yeah, I would rather run in traffic. To each their own, I guess.
She's been into it since the jump, so.
The minute she saw him, she said, I will fuck that one day.
He tells her to lift her dress up, spread her legs, and lift her hips. So she does. He pushes two fingers in her and comments on how wet she is and asks if she was that wet that day. Would she have let him do this to her? And she moans, yes, she wants his fingers so badly. He tells her to prove how bad she wants him and straddle his thigh.
Okay, girl.
He puts his hand down on his leg and she sits on it as he pushes his fingers back inside of her and tells her to take what she needs and ride his hand. She says she wants more than his hand, but he says she needs to earn it. But for now, she needs to show daddy how pretty she can come. She does, and he tells her to take off her dress. She rips it off and keeps going, and he tells her how sexy she is, and she says, thanks, daddy. He parts her pussy lips and begins to use his thumb to stroke her clit.
Do you want to come? I think I might die if I don't. Yes, he's still tracing me with his fingers, teasing me, examining me. Tell me what this pretty pussy needs, baby girl. Ask me properly and I'll give it to you. I bite my bottom lip and look down my body at him. Do I dare say it? The alternative, not getting what I want, is unacceptable. Make me come, daddy, please.
Please, daddy.
Oh, daddy. Hearing this so much, it's making me think of, like, what's her name? Veruca?
Oh, yeah, Veruca Salt.
Yes. I want it now, daddy.
Ew. She looks around the room, realizing how anybody could walk in, and he asks what she just thought about that made her clench just now, and she tells him. He asks if she's thinking about Max specifically walking in, and she obviously is.
When's the last time he made you come, Lily? It sounds like it's dragged from him, rough and brutal. When's the last time he worshipped your pretty pussy the way it was meant to be worshipped? Fingers and tongue, over and over again, until you're begging for his cock. Sir, that's your son. That's your child. He came from your fucking balls.
Yeah, and he's like, did he make you come? Tell me about it.
Did my son have good game? Did he please you?
She says never. He's never made her come.
How embarrassing.
Honestly. And his dad's like, oh, I will.
What a jump. I know. Shane immediately starts to go down on her, making her come instantly. He keeps going, and she tells him how good it feels, and he asks her to stay the long weekend here. He'll tell Max to stay away, and he'll worship her pussy the entire time. And she says, yes, daddy. And he continues to make her come again, saying that he's always imagined what she'd taste like. She starts to come a third time and begs him to stop, but he says that she didn't come here for two measly orgasms. He strokes her, avoiding her clit, but keeping her aroused, and says he wants to film them so he can remember this. They can film on her phone, and if she wants, she can send it to him, and she agrees. He tells her to sit on the corner of the couch with her legs spread and sets up her phone to record, turning off the TV and turning on the lights.
He pushes the button to start the camera, panning it across my lower body. Needy pussy. Look how wet and plump. Plump! Oh! Look how wet and plump you are. Shane drags.
I would cry. Look how wet and plump you are.
Blech. Shane drags two fingers down my slit, parting me obscenely. So fucking needy. You want my cock, but you don't get it yet, do you? You haven't earned it yet. What is with all these men being like, you have to earn it? No, you have to earn it.
Yeah.
Yeah. She came all the way to your house.
Yeah. He pushes a single finger into me and then joins it with a second. You going to take my cock just as eagerly as you take my fingers? Yes, daddy, I whisper. I watch him slowly slide his fingers in and out of me until they're coated with my wetness, until they shine in the camera on my phone. That's right. Watch your daddy fuck you with his fingers like the dirty little slut you are. The word daddy is being used way too often. They need to stop.
Oh, don't worry. They won't.
No. It will keep going.
He tells her she can take another finger and she'll take whatever he gives and thank him when she comes again. And she says she can't. And he asks what the fuck she just said and slides two fingers down her throat, making her gag.
He's like, what the fuck did you say?
He's so aggressive.
It's very aggressive.
Oh my God.
He didn't even give her like a safe word or nothing.
No.
He said.
He's like, you will take everything I give you. Don't talk back.
Or I will make you vomit.
Don't even say a word. Or guess what? These fingers in your throat.
She corrects herself and says, yes, daddy, and begs him to fuck her. So he tells her to go to the bathroom cabinet and get a condom. She does. And when she returns, he's pulling his dick out and it's massive.
Of course it is.
Yeah, of course.
I want a book with an average sized penis.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm for the people. I would love a micro penis book. Show me how it's done.
Give us your Rex. Give us a Riley Reads with a micro penis.
I want a book with a pencil dick.
She straddles him, and when he enters her, it's almost too big to fit, but he tells her to take it all, so she lowers herself completely. She begins to ride him, and he asks if she's wanted his cock for a long time, because he's seen her walking around in her little outfits, bending over and almost exposing herself to him. She admits that she totally did, and she'd even considered dropping her towel in front of him when she was walking from the shower to Max's room, and asks what he would have done if she did.
Shane gives me an arrogant grin. Get over here and get on your daddy's cock like a good little girl. No.
No, thank you. I think I'll go home now. I feel like you've done your revenge. You can leave.
Yeah. Yeah. Enough is enough.
She looks at her phone to see the perfect angle of him sliding in and out of her.
He yanks me down on his cock, holding himself deep inside me. Don't lock it, though, because that's what you want, isn't it? To be dirty and to be bad and to fuck me when you shouldn't? I'm not the only one who wants to be dirty and bad, am I? I lean down and lick the shell of his ear. I'm not the only one fucking my son's ex-fiance right now, am I? I'm not the only one who stood a little too close, who watched me a little too intensely, who licked his lips every time my skirt slid a little too high. Yeah, well, it's my cock you're riding right now, not his. Whose cock do you need, baby girl? He grinds out. Say it. Your cock, daddy. I need your cock. What a sentence. Your cock, daddy.
He fucks her roughly until they both come, and when it's over, she wonders if he wants her to leave, but he just seems concerned and asks if he hurt her, and she says no. He goes to get their drinks and tells her to take off her garter and tights. So she's been wearing her garter and tights this entire time.
Goddamn.
When he comes back, she admits she feels awkward being naked right now.
I don't understand how you feel awkward. You just literally fucked him and let him finger fuck your mouth and your pussy on the couch.
All she did was take off her tights. sheets.
Yeah.
You were already naked.
You weren't wearing chonies.
You're the one sitting there saying, yes, daddy. If anything, his brows rise higher. Lily, he says, my name slowly. You called me daddy while you came on my cock. And this is what makes you feel awkward? Yeah, that's what we're saying.
He apologizes for what Max did to her and says it makes him feel awful that he raised someone who could treat her that way. She smiles and begins to suck on his finger, and he spins her around so her back is against his chest, and he starts to run his hands up her body.
He's like, I'm so sorry, my son's a giant piece of shit. And she's like, let me suck on your finger like a pacifier.
Daddy.
Daddy.
I need a pacifier, daddy.
Needy little slut, he murmurs in my ear. You get a taste for orgasms at my hand, and that's all you want, isn't it? I shamelessly spread my legs, trying to will him to touch me. Yes, that's what I want.
She's had like 5 already.
And you want more? How does your vagina not hurt?
He grabs her pussy so hard it almost hurts and asks why she said she couldn't go again then.
He just grabs her and he's like, why?
Tell me why. Why do you say that?
He's like, your vagina hurt? Because I'm grabbing it so hard? You sure you don't want to go again? You're always playing the tease, baby girl. Teasing me for 2 long years, and then you finally gift me with this pussy and tease me like you're only going to give me 3 bullshit orgasms. This pussy? He slaps me hard enough to make me flinch back against him. It's mine for the next 3 days, but I don't even know why I'm arguing. This is what I want. No, he gives my pussy another slap. Who's this pussy belong to for the next 3 days? Against all reason, my throat gets tight. I blink rapidly. You, another slap. Do better. I swallow hard, my voice thick. It's your pussy, daddy. That's right. Just like that. His touch turns soft and almost tender, dragging his fingers over my slit. It's my pussy, and I say when you've had enough. We're not done tonight, are we? I lean my head back against his shoulder as a tear slips free. I spread my legs wider yet. No, daddy, we're not done tonight.
God. He calls her a good girl, but puts the movie back on and says they're gonna relax now, and she wraps herself in a blanket. Barely after the opening credits, she leans down and pretends to drop it and says, oopsie, teehee, and he slides 2 fingers in her and says tomorrow he wants to take her on a drive and finger her and see how many people notice. And I just have in my notes, that is a crime. A crime.
It is a crime. How many people don't want to see that, though? You know?
A lot. Totally down for whatever kink you have, but if you're involving people that are not consenting to being a part of your kink, you're kind of a piece of shit.
Yeah. Also, what would your reaction be like? Hey, you want to go on a drive later and I'll finger you during it? You want to see how many people notice? What do you think of that?
You want to do that?
No.
I'm busy.
Thank you.
Nor. And she says, yes, daddy, I want that. Of course she does.
As she does.
He says if she can sit still through the movie, he'll take her upstairs and fuck her. He plays with her the entire movie while she tries to concentrate on being still. And when the movie's over, she tells him to lick her pussy and make her cum all over his face.
Yeah.
He tells her to come sit on his face, and when she's on him, he tells her to look at the window so she can see her reflection, but she has a better idea and whips her phone back out. He throws it and tells her to write his face fast and hard, and he'll let her have his cock again. She does and comes super quick because she's been edged for the whole movie, and he picks her up and carries her to his room. He sets her on the bed and starts to rub his dick over her folds. She tells him that they should get a condom while simultaneously spreading herself with her fingers for him.
Look at how greedy your pussy is. You're practically pulling me in. We really, really shouldn't. I press my fingers to either side of his cock and lift my hips, guiding him into me the tiniest bit. It hardly counts if it's only this, right? Baby girl, the threat is back in his voice. If you let my cock inside without a condom, that's how you get it for the next 3 days. I'm gonna pump you so full of cum it's dripping down your legs. Make sure that's what you want. But daddy, you said we shouldn't.
She starts to tease him, just putting the tip in while rolling her hips and pulling it back out again. And he says she's trying his patience because she's literally just like, don't fuck me without a condom. And then like putting his dick in her vagina.
Yeah.
Girl, look at us. I whisper, look how wide you spread me. How wet you make me. I roll my hips. Do you really want to stop? No, baby girl. I don't want to stop. But he still doesn't move, still staring at his cock and my pussy as if the sight torments him. Shane finally looks up. You better be careful. You keep acting like the perfect little slut and I'm liable to keep you. Baby girl.
The perfect little slut.
A
What a compliment.
He shoves into her and flips her onto her stomach, fucking her hard and fast. He starts to touch her clit and says maybe he should send the video to his piece of shit son and show him how to really fuck a woman.
Oh,
yuck.
My God. Yeah. Once again, sir, that is your son.
Not anymore.
No. He said, this pussy, mine. That son, not mine. It's not his pussy anymore, is it? No, I gasp. That's right. Not his pussy at all. He bites my neck. Tell me who your pussy belongs to, Lily. It's your pussy, daddy. And I'm fucking you bare, aren't I? My big cock stretching you wide. Your tight little cunt taking every single fucking inch. He growls against my neck. You feel so good, baby girl. All wet and slippery and made just for me.
Wet and slippery.
Wet and slippery.
My very own little slip and slide.
I slam back against him as much as I'm able. Fill me up, daddy. I don't even know what I'm saying, only that I want this feeling to go on forever. Wicked, dirty, fucking filthy. Fill me up with your cum. Dirty little slut. Each word is punctuated by a savage thrust. He grinds into me and I swear I can feel his cock jerk as he comes. Fill me up, daddy.
He flips them into a spooning position and keeps playing with her clit, telling her that she can come one more time. And somehow she does.
How?
Physically impossible. Well, actually, I don't know.
I feel like at this point, I'd be like, don't touch me down there anymore.
No.
Yeah, it's going to fall off.
Yeah, it's just going to wither away into dust.
She goes to the bathroom, and as she's looking at herself all disheveled in the mirror, Shane comes up behind her asking if she's sore. And she says, a little. You are definitely more than just a little bit sore.
Your vagina
in excruciating pain
is closed at this point. I know that for a fucking fact.
He tells her to come to bed with him, and she gets a little panicked and tells him that feels intimate. And he's like, after everything we just did, sleeping feels intimate. And she says she's afraid that she'll like it too much. He says if she's uncomfortable, he'll sleep on the couch. But either way, she'll be waking up with him tongue-fucking her.
Ew.
She goes to his bed and he falls asleep spooning her. She wakes up to a hard dick on her back and him kissing the back of her neck and tweaking her nipples.
That's my nightmare.
Having her nipples tweaked?
No, just waking up to a hard dick on my back.
Oh. That's called Sunday morning. He asks her if she still wants his tongue in her pussy.
I wrap my fist around his cock and drag his broad head over my slit. I'm already wet from how he was touching me, already aching for him. Does it feel like that's what I want? Shane digs his hand into my hair and urges my head back so he can growl in my ear. You have a slutty little pussy. We both know that. It's your head that I'm concerned with right now.
Sir! Slutty little pussy.
You have a slutty little pussy.
He asks her what she needs right now.
I hold his gaze. I need my daddy's cock. His jaw clenches and he thrusts into me the tiniest bit. You have a dirty mouth. Sir, you have a dirty mouth. He reaches up with his free hand and traces my lower lip with his thumb. I'm going to enjoy fucking it later. I lick his thumb. Use me. I plan on it.
They make out for a while and he asks if she wants daddy's cock and she says yes. So he says to come take it. She gets on top and struggles to fit him inside of her, probably because her vagina is like
swollen.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And he asks if she's sure she wants his cock because she's not taking it like the good girl that he knows she can be. And she starts to cry and says that she's trying.
Not hard enough.
Shove it in there, bitch.
Do better.
He's too big. I'm too full. I don't know if I'm enjoying this or if it just aches. I'm trying, daddy, I promise. Girl, are you okay?
There's no safe word. She can't utilize a safe word.
She's literally on this man's crying and saying, I'm trying.
And he's like, try harder.
He's like, put it in, baby girl.
He lifts her off of him and tells her that if she needs something, she has to ask for it. And she starts to play with her clit until she's close.
You need an ice pack.
Can I have like a bag of peas to sit on? Jesus fucking Christ.
Why does everything you do to me feel so good? Because I know what I'm doing. He urges me up a little and pushes two fingers into me, spreading me more with each stroke. Because we fit in a twisted sort of way. You want a daddy to give you permission to be bad. I want a baby girl who will give me that pussy whenever I want, however I want. Something like conflict passes over his expression. Not just any baby girl, Lily.
You.
I never want to hear the word baby girl in my life again.
Or daddy.
Baby girl. Before she can respond, he lifts her up so she's sitting on his face and she comes hard. He slides out from under her and kneels behind her, sliding right into her. And he asks if she's worried she'll like this too much and 3 days won't be enough. And she says that she was engaged to his son 4 days ago. And he's like, yup, you were.
Yeah, you were.
What son?
I don't have a son.
He's disowned.
The son that can't make a girl come? Not any son of mine.
No.
He's an idiot. Maybe he'll grow out of it. Maybe he won't. No, it doesn't matter because he's not for you. You were going to be my father-in-law. He nips my earlobe. And now I'm your daddy. I think we both prefer it this way.
She asks, what if Max tries to get her back? And he's like, ha, you'd come in this house and look at the couch and remember how I made you come. And you'd wear a tiny little skirt and wait for the opportunity for me to slide my hand up it. And she says, fuck you. And then he slaps her in the clit. Her poor, sore, ravaged clit. Just slaps her.
I'm sorry. I'm going to state it here now for the people. I'm not down for the fucking pussy slapping. I'm not.
There's a lot of pussy slapping.
There's constantly pussy slapping. I feel like that would just make me angry. It just ain't for me.
I don't think I've ever had my pussy slapped, so.
I don't think I have either, but I'm scared to try.
I was going to say, Charlotte, try it and let us know.
Okay, I'll tell Zach. Slap me, pussy. I'll let you know. I'll come back to you.
Okay, thank you.
He says he wants to keep her, and she says it'll never work. And he starts to fuck her all feral, telling her to touch herself and make herself feel good.
Shane touches a wet thumb to my ass, and I freeze. He squeezes my cheek, spreading me, and then presses his thumb past the ring of muscles. Have you ever taken a man here, Lily? No, I whisper. I can't stop shaking. I don't know if I want to try to get away or arch my back to take him deeper. He pumps slowly, not going particularly deep, but branding this part of me all the same. Would you like your daddy's cock in your ass? No.
She says she doesn't know, and he tells her to keep touching herself.
Good girl, he murmurs, still fucking me with his thumb. I think I'm going to take this virgin ass. Not yet, but you're mine, aren't you, Lily? Every part of you. Mouth and pussy and ass.
All the important parts.
Yeah, the only important parts of you. There for my pleasure, whenever I decide to take it. I stroke my clit faster, writhing as much as I'm able to. Yes, daddy. The closer I get to coming, the hotter his thumb feels. My breath sobs out and my control wavers. Fuck me however you want. Make me your dirty little slut. Woof.
He says he will, and she comes feeling super intense from being so full. He pushes her down so her face is in the mattress and says she's such a good girl and she'll do anything he asks.
You try to come back here as Max's girlfriend and I'm going to punish you, Lily. Do you hear me? I'm going to flip up your little tease of a skirt and paddle your ass, and then I'm going to fuck you until you scream about how good your daddy's cock feels inside you. Scream so loud he can hear you. This man needs fucking therapy.
They both come, and when they're laying together, she tells him she's never going back to Max. Their relationship wasn't good, and he tells her to shower and get ready to go out. She does, and when she gets out, he has some of her clothes set out from Max's old room, and she puts on a full face and does her hair and puts on a short skirt and a crop top. She goes to the kitchen where Shane has breakfast ready, and he tells her to eat, and she asks if he likes her outfit, and he says it's fine. She pretends to yawn, exposing her breasts, and then bends down, and he asks why the fuck she isn't wearing panties. And he says she's sure as shit not running errands with him, dressed like a slut, and asks who she's planning on fucking. And she says, you, daddy. But if he's not interested, she'll go elsewhere. And he spanks her hard over and over again, and says if she wants a reaction from acting like a slut, this is what she'll get, and she's not getting out of the truck when they leave. He pushes her face down on the counter and starts to squeeze her ass, and she says she's sorry. And he tells her to spread her legs and look out the window. And when she does, she can see the neighbors outside doing yard work and like walking their dogs and stuff. And he kneels behind her and starts to eat her out. Ass and puss.
Ass and puss. I'm not the only one who likes being bad, am I, daddy? He sucks hard on my clit, which is answer enough. You love being the guy that everyone respects, the pillar of your community, the man everyone goes to when they have something they need fixed. I gasp as his tongue swirls my ass, but force the next words out. They'd die to know that you have your mouth all over your daughter-in-law's pussy. Shane gives me a long lick. Ex, Lily, ex daughter-in-law. I grip the counter and try to stay still. But you wanted to do this before that was true. You wanted me to come all over your face when I was still his.
Shame. Yeah. Shame, shame, shame.
Shame on you, Daddy.
He says she's not Max's, and she says no, she's not, and begs him to make her come. And he says no and tells her to put her panties on. She goes upstairs all edged and frustrated, but does what she's told. When she goes back downstairs, he has a jacket for her and tells her to get in the truck. He tells her she's not just some dirty little secret, and she says maybe she wants to be. And as he buckles her in from the driver's seat, he grazes over her clit and starts to finger her, and he's waving to the neighbors as he backs out while his fingers are inside of her. And he's like, hey, Jim.
Lon's looking real good right now.
Just going for a drive. With my finger in her pussy.
He removes his hand and licks his finger clean, and she calls him an asshole, but he tells her this is punishment. He brings her to a sex shop and tells her to lock the doors while he goes inside and to play with herself while he's gone, but not to come or no cock for the rest of the day. She starts to play with herself and even pulls her breasts out of her top when he goes inside. 10 minutes later, he knocks on the door and she lets him in, and he drives her to a different part of the parking lot and tells her to get on her hands and knees facing the passenger door. He touches her panties and asks if she came because she's awfully wet right now, but she swears she didn't. So he tells her to open the bag and pull out the two items inside. And it's lube and a butt plug.
Oh.
Just the essentials. She hands it to him and he uses the lube to put the plug in and tells her it looks so pretty on her, and he starts to finger her.
You like that plug in your virgin ass? He withdraws his hand long enough to flip me onto my back and push me down onto the seat. Shane yanks my panties off and shoves up my skirt again, impaling me with his fingers. Open the jacket and lift your top, baby girl. You know you want to show me everything. He sounds like such a fucking creep.
Yeah, but he's hot, so it's fine.
Yeah,
100%.
He tells her she's so sexy that it makes him not care that they're in public. He wants to risk it all and fuck her right here. She pulls his dick out and moves his hands to her breasts.
I want to ride your cock, Daddy. This time, my body welcomes him as I slide down his length. We both shudder when he's seated entirely inside me. He feels even bigger with the plug in my ass, and I moan and start rocking. I want you to fill me up. I pick up my pace, nearly mindless with need. I want your cum dripping down my thighs so everyone knows who I belong to.
All of a sudden, Shane freezes and pulls out, zipping the jacket up over Lily, and she looks over to see Max's car parked next to them. Shane speeds out of the parking lot, and Max starts calling his phone. He answers, and Max says that he saw his truck and asks what he's up to, and Shane says, not much, what are you and Lily up to? And Max tells him they broke up, and he's seeing someone else. So he's, like, fully dating the secretary he was fucking.
Yeah.
I mean, saw that coming.
Lily's pissed and pulls Shane's dick out, and Shane says Max moved on awfully fast, and Max gets pissed and says, yeah, well, my girlfriend's waiting, so I gotta go. And Lily's even more pissed and practically swallows Shane's dick. So she's just giving him an angry blowjob.
Yeah, she's just angrily sucking his dick.
Get your frustration out.
Yeah.
He parks in another parking lot, and Shane tells her that Max is a fucking idiot.
He presses his palm hard against the plug and shoves three fingers into me, making me moan. You know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to fuck you, and I'm going to date you. And it would serve that little shit right if I married you and made you his stepmother. I make a noise around his length, but even I don't know if it's a sound of protest or encouragement. Apparently, he doesn't know either because he drags me off his cock and up to his mouth and then lifts me with his fingers in my pussy to move me back onto his lap. He tightens his grip in my hair, bending me back over the steering wheel so he can drag his mouth over my breasts. Your daddy knows what you need, baby girl. Now get back on this cot.
He lifted her by her vagina.
Ow.
She starts to cry, saying it hurts so much, referring to Max, and Shane says, I know, baby, I know. And she comes and starts hysterically sobbing. He comforts her, and when she calms down, she apologizes, but he tells her not to be sorry for her emotions. They get back into the house, and when she walks inside, she says the plug feels weird, and she goes upstairs to wash her face, and when she comes back down, Shane is waiting with a game of cribbage set up in the kitchen, and this is a game that the three of them used to play all the time. She hesitates, but goes to sit down and immediately jumps back up because there's a plug in her ass.
You know, your cock is significantly larger than this plug. If you try to shove it in my ass, you're going to rip me in half. Shane arches his brows and takes the seat catty corner to me, just like he always does. You've been fucking the wrong people, Lily. Everything goes smoother when you slow things down, including my fucking your ass. He says it like it's a sure thing. I'm not certain he's wrong.
I mean, I guess that's true.
I mean, I guess, but...
If he has a giant fucking wanger, though, I don't...
Yeah, and she's like, I'm afraid you're gonna rip me in half. And he's like, hey, it's fine.
It's fine.
He's like, it's fine, baby girl. It's fine.
Daddy's got you.
Daddy's gonna go slow for you, baby girl.
They play the game and make small talk about her new job at a high school, and he tells her about his work, and she wins the game, and he pulls her chair across the floor so their knees are touching. He tells her to spread her legs, and she tries to protest, but he says he just wants to look. She does, but he grazes her panties with his hand and says, oops, and she says it's fine as long as it's just through her panties. She's like in the middle of a little minty bee, and he's just like, it's fine, I'm just gonna look. Oops, I touched.
Also, I'm just gonna look. No.
No. Eyes to yourself, old man.
I know. He's such a little fucking horn dog.
His gaze flares hotter. That's right, Lily. He roughly palms my pussy, pressing his fingers to my ass where the plug is and making me jump. I'm not really touching you at all. He pulses his hand. Sir, are you gonna gaslight us right now?
I'm not touching you right now.
I'm not touching you.
He just holds his finger like half an inch away and he's like, I'm not touching you.
He pulses his hand and I have to fight back a moan. In fact, Shane reaches up and idly knocks the deck of cards onto the floor at my feet. Well, fuck, better pick these up. I watch with wide eyes as he goes to his knees. He has to push my chair back to make room, and then he's in between my thighs, his big hands urging my legs wider. Shane holds my gaze as he presses an open mouth kiss to my panties.
He eats her out through her panties, and she asks if he wants to see what he does to her, and he says yes, but she makes him promise not to touch, and she pulls her panties to the side.
We both exhale at the sight of my pussy. I'm so wet. I can see it in the fading light of the day. What's that mean, ma'am? Shane blows out a long breath directly over my clit, and this time I can't stop a little moan from slipping free. Show me, he growls. Let me see every bit of that pretty pussy. I use my free hand to part my pussy, putting myself on vulgar display for him. Do you like what you see? Let me have a taste, Lily. He drifts a little closer. Just a little taste. No one has to know.
Oh, so are they doing like a little role play here?
Yeah.
No one has to know?
No one should know because you shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
She says yes and moans his name as he runs his tongue over her, and she knows that she's playing a dangerous game.
She begs him to fuck her on the table, but to be quiet just in case a neighbor hears, and then he pushes her all the way down on the table and covers her mouth and then just, like, thrusts into her. He tells her that he's gonna fuck her how he wants since this pussy is his now, and she tells him that she likes being owned by him.
Oh.
Why? He sounds like a terrible owner.
Yeah, he doesn't, stop when you say no.
No, she literally said, no, I don't want to. And he's like, let me just look.
I'm just looking.
Oops, I'm touching. Oh, no, my hand.
He stops long enough to take her panties off, and she begs him to make her come.
You're going to orgasm all over my face, and then I'm going to fuck that pretty mouth until you swallow me down.
Swallow me down.
If Andrew was ever like, hey, I want you to swallow me down.
No thanks.
No, don't say it like that.
He starts eating her out until she comes, and she begs for one more, even though that's not the deal, but he gives it to her anyways, and then tells her that he will fuck her ass later tonight. She gets up and drops to her knees, and he tells her to open her mouth and tells her if it's too much just to slap his thigh. And that's like the first safe thing that he has ever said this whole time.
He's like, I will be fucking your ass later. As she seems like somewhat terrified about it, he's like, no, yeah. Don't be scared.
It's his to fuck how he wants.
It's his arse.
He uses her mouth to get himself off and fucks her roughly. He tells her to use her hand to help him, and she relaxes and is able to take more. And she lets him control all the movements of this.
That's right, baby girl. Trust me. Take me deep. I move my fist as a counterpoint to the way he fucks my mouth, driven on by his low curses and moans. He looks pained as he stares down at me. Jesus Christ, Lily. Sweet fuck. Suck me harder. I'm close.
Sweet fuck.
Sweet fuck.
Jesus Christ can't save you now, sir.
No.
You're a sinner.
Truly. She listens, and when he comes, she swallows everything, and then he grabs her and kisses her. He tells her to go watch TV so he can make them some food, and she says, yes, daddy, and she walks away. As she's waiting for food, she falls asleep on the couch and wakes up to him carrying her to bed and telling her that she needs to rest. She sleeps the whole night and wakes up the next morning to hear weird noises, and she tries to pinpoint what it is. And when she looks over, she sees that Shane is jerking off next to her in bed with her phone. So he's watching the videos from the previous day while she's sleeping.
Okay.
Yeah.
And just like viciously jerking off.
He's just fucking ripping it.
I would be terrified if I woke up to that.
Honestly, yeah. I don't know how I
can
feel.
You do that somewhere else?
Go in the bathroom? You have this whole house.
Yeah, I'm trying to sleep.
I would, I don't know. I feel like I'd be a little weirded out being like,
morning.
You couldn't just like wake me up or. You couldn't save that video for a rainy day? I don't know.
He tells her to scoot closer so they can watch the videos together, and they watch them, and she is now hella soaked, and she's like, I like watching these. And he stops the video to eat her out.
I whimper and dig my fingers into his hair. I love the way you eat my pussy. It's like you never want to stop. I can't get enough of you, baby girl. Your taste is like a fucking drug. I don't ever want to stop. He circles my clit with the tip of his tongue, making me moan.
Are you lost, baby girl?
She comes twice and tries to stop him, but he tells her that she can take another one.
How do you know that?
I don't know.
Because he is her and she is him.
He continues to eat her out, and she's coming again, and she's begging him for a break. And he asks if she actually doesn't need a break, if she needs his cock. And she says, you know what? Yeah, I do.
Oh my God.
He crawls up her body and fucks her slowly, and she thinks it feels way more than just sex, and she is really into it. They both finish, and he pulls her into cuddle. After a minute, he tells her that she really needs to eat since she didn't eat yesterday besides breakfast, and she's like, I'm fine. I don't need to. I'm good. And he gets mad at her and says that she's not taking care of herself after breaking up with Max. She barely sleeps, and she barely eats, and then he starts to reprimand her, and she says, you might be my daddy, but I have an actual father.
Oh, sounds like not a very good one, because she's clearly got some fucking daddy issues.
Yeah. And honestly, she might not be like eating or sleeping because you are constantly fucking.
Yeah. Where is she going to find the time?
Is she supposed to eat while you're fucking balls deep in her?
He tells her that he'll spank her ass for the attitude, and she tells him to go fuck off.
He flips me onto my stomach with ease and drags me to the edge of the mattress. Once again, I try to straighten, and just like he did yesterday morning, he pins me down with a hand at the back of my neck. His hand comes down hard on my ass. I barely have a chance to process the sting when he hits my other cheek.
Yeah. Daddy spanking.
Uh-huh. Daddy do be spanking.
After about four more spanks, she's moving her legs wider, and he just laughs, and he tells her that she'll be wearing her plug again today, and she says, yes, daddy. He kisses her ass and tells her that she needs to get ready and go downstairs for breakfast. When she's finished getting ready and downstairs, he tells her to eat while it's hot and to not test his patience. She actually listens for once, and he ignores her until he finishes all of the dishes. And when he finally acknowledges her, he asks for her to stand up so he can look at her. She's really confused by this since he picked out the short white sundress that she's wearing, and he tells her that she's a little slut and to pull a strap down to expose one of her breasts. He tells her that she has magnificent breasts and that they need to be worshipped just like the rest of her. He licks and sucks her nipples, and then he tells her to turn around and grip the counter. He bends down and slowly eats her out and teases her, and she admits that she wishes Max would walk in and catch them, and he tells her to stay still, and he leaves. But when he comes back, she feels the cool gel of the lube and the plug go back into her ass.
So much unknown back there.
When is she pooping? She's been there for like, what, 2.5 days now? And
yeah.
Has she pooped? She just had a plug in her the entire time?
She's 100% got a log in her. You're getting ready to shoot on out.
Yes.
The plug just falls out because she just shakes projectile.
Ew.
She admits that in every fantasy she has had of the two of them, she never had a fantasy about him fucking her ass. And he tells her that he definitely has, and he wants to do all the depraved things to her. And she tells him, do it.
Do it. Do them.
He's speechless at this. So when he finally speaks, he says that he has an idea. This is the grand idea. They make another video. And they send it to Max, and she is appalled that he would want to, but he says it could be like a little role play thing, like the video, they make it, but she keeps it on her phone and only fantasizes about sending it to Max. Yeah, it's very toxic.
Like, at first I was like, send a video to your son. Jail, sir.
Yeah.
Jail.
Yeah. You raised that son.
And she says, yeah, for sure, and goes and gets her phone.
Oh, I didn't think she was going to go for that.
Oh, no, she's all about it. When she gets back, he tells her to sit on the couch, and then he gets the phone into position and does a sound check, which I'm like, you need to do a sound check.
On a fucking iPhone or whatever it is.
They decide to make the video as like their first time fucking role play. So she goes to the front door and like comes inside and is like, oh my gosh, Shane. And like hugs him and like does like this fake little like, we're over. In their little role play, she tells Shane that Max cheated on her and he hugs her, but he pulls her dress up. And then he pulls away and he's like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. That's so inappropriate of me. And then they start kissing and both acting like it's like awful, awful mistake that they would never do this to Max or each other. And then she says that she actually isn't sorry and a good daughter-in-law would want to make her daddy feel good. And then he undresses her and kisses her down to her stomach and then lower and lower until he starts eating her out. And she says that Max could come home any minute and they should stop.
He pushes two fingers into me. Then my asshole son would finally see what you look like when you come.
This is not a flex. This is not the flex that they think it is. I feel like Max would watch this video and be like, fucking losers. You guys are both a bunch of fucking losers.
Honestly, I feel like he would not be like, oh my god, I'm missing out. No. I feel like he'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with these people?
Yeah. But, you know, do you.
Yeah.
Fuck your father-in-law if you want.
He should go fuck her mom.
He should.
He should fuck your mom?
Oh, I don't know where my mom is. Good luck finding her. No, I said that. He should go fuck his mom.
No, he shouldn't.
I mean, that'd be revenge on Shane. That's not what I said, though. He's like, I took your ex-wife, bitch. No, he should go fuck her mom.
Oh, maybe it's the next book. Your mom will do.
Oh my gosh. He keeps going until she comes, and then she's demanding that he take his cock out right now, and he tells her no and scoops her up to go to his bed. He tells her to get on her hands and knees and spreads her thighs, and then he climbs on the bed and pushes into her.
I'm going to fuck your virgin ass, Lily. Are you ready for that? I don't know if I'm ready, but I... Sorry. He says virgin ass so much. I don't know if I'm ready, but I nod against the mattress. Yes, Daddy.
If you're not ready, say no.
You can say no. You can go home.
She's like, yes, Daddy.
I'm ready.
My asshole's ready.
He fucks her pussy for a while and teases her with the plug until she's begging for him to fuck her ass. The plug and his dick disappear, and he hands her a vibrator wand and tells her to use this when he says so and to relax as much as possible. He spreads lube all over her and then slowly starts to enter her, and she doesn't think it hurts as bad as she thought it was, and then he eases in more.
That shit hurts. That feels like fire.
It feels like you're taking a whole ass dump.
Yeah. Not to mention, she probably does have to take a big a fat whole dump.
Yeah, he's just fucking compacting it in there.
No poo dick in this book, though.
Girl's got a slutty pussy and ass, apparently.
Slutty little virgin ass.
After a minute, he starts to fuck her, and she turns the vibration up a notch, telling him to make her come. But he says, make yourself come. She starts thrusting back into him, and she tells him she loves it until she comes hard. And then he pulls out of her, but tells her to not stop with the vibrator, and he goes to the bathroom. When he gets back, he flips her over and tells her to say it again.
I realized he went into the bathroom to wash his dick.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, you better not be putting your little poop dick in her vagina. What is it called? Truffle butter?
Ugh. Ew.
Have you ever heard that Nicki Minaj song?
Yes.
Where Lil Wayne's like, truffle butter on your pussy.
That's gross. That's an infection. Yeah. That's a UTI.
When he gets back, he flips her over and tells her to say it again. He climbs over her and she tries to say it didn't mean anything, but he tells her it means everything and not to lie. And he's talking about when she said that she loves it. He pulls her into a sitting position so she has to ride his dick. And then he tells her that he loves this position and what he sees. She tells him she wants him to fill her up or come all over her. So he starts fucking her frantically and she tells him that she's going to come all over his big dick. And then there's footsteps on the stairs. And then Max appears in the doorway, but she does not stop. She keeps riding Daddy's dick until she comes.
The tea!
Yeah. Shane finally sees Max and tells him to get the fuck out because Max is just like standing there like...
He's in shock.
And his dad's like, get the fuck out!
Yeah, his dad has to finish.
Yeah,
that's true. He's like, Max, I'm almost there. Daddy will be with you in a second.
Give Daddy a minute, okay? She says, well, I guess we no longer need the video. And then Shane pulls out of her to go talk to him, but she's like, I'll go do it.
I'd be afraid he would beat the shit out of me.
Yeah, also, no, his dad should go talk to him. She's like, no, you shouldn't talk. No, he should talk to him too.
When she goes downstairs, Max is in the kitchen and he asks if she's happy now that they're even. And she asks, are we even? Because how many girls did you cheat on me with? And he doesn't respond with a number. So now she knows, like, it was multiple women. He asks if this thing with his dad started before they were over. And she says, unlike him, she was faithful and she's not going to apologize.
I give a vicious little smile. You're not the only one who calls him daddy now. Oh, get it, Lily.
Spicy.
Uh-huh. Spicy gal.
He says that he deserves that and that he's very sorry. And it seems genuine. So she walks to her purse and gets his engagement ring and hands it over. He thanks her and asks if the thing with his dad is a weekend thing or, like, what's going on. She says it's none of your business. He's like, yeah, you're right. See you. Catch you guys later. And he just leaves.
He handles it remarkably well.
Oh my God, so well. He's so calm.
He's like, so are you going to be at, like, family functions now or with my dad? Okay, cool. Yeah, it's fine with me.
That's fine.
See you at Christmas, I guess.
Hopefully I get you for Secret Santa.
Shane comes to check on her and asks if she's okay. And she says, yeah, she got her revenge. And now she's probably going to go into a deep self-pity stage, but to just leave her alone. And he's like, okay, but like, what if we don't stop doing this? I want you to stay. I want to give us a shot. And she is appalled since she's been single for 6 days. And he says, who cares?
Let the woman breathe.
He walks up to her and starts kissing her neck and telling her to come back upstairs and they'll save that conversation for tomorrow. He lays her on the bed and starts fucking her, telling all the fantasies he wants with her, like Christmas with her, like all these holidays, like blah blah blah, them together forever. And then he tells her to voice how it won't work between the two of them and how she doesn't like what they have together, but she can't voice it because she likes him and she wants all the same stuff that he wants. Mm-hmm. But she tells him that she can't be with him yet because it hurts too much and it's way too soon. He slows his rhythm down and says that it's okay. She doesn't have to do anything now, but he'll be here when she's ready because he loves her.
It's been 3 days.
She comes after he says that he loves her and then he also finishes. They barely stop fucking for the rest of the 24 hours they have left together and they take a break before they pass out for the night. She wakes up before dawn to get dressed and leave and she takes one last look around the room but is surprised to see that he's awake. She tells him that she has to go and she can't ask him to wait for her and he tells her that he will because she's the only one for him. As she goes to leave, she asks if he wants their videos and he says, send them to me when you are ready to start this up again and to be mine forever. And then she's gone. And all this happened in January. So now we're in February. He checks in. She still needs more time. Now we're in April. She drunk texts him and he picks her up. He doesn't fuck her. He only takes her home. So she sends like a million more drunk texts, like calling him like a dick and stuff like that. And then at 10 a.m., she sends him one more and says that she's sorry. And he says it's okay. We fast forward to May. She texts him saying that she saw him in the store parking lot and misses him but still needs more time. He says that he misses her and he's still waiting for when she's ready. We fast forward to June. She's ready to start living again and not wallow in self-pity. She focuses on her job, and then after summer vacation, she feels better, like she's ready to move forward. She texts him asking if he still goes home for lunch, and he says sometimes, so she gets ready and heads to his house.
Go get your mans.
She's at the pool in strips and then gets her phone out and takes a video to send to him. She tells him that she doesn't want to send the old videos because those are in the past, and what she wants is a future with him.
Gag.
Oh, girl.
She starts to touch herself in the video and then sends it to him, and her phone rings like not even a minute later, and he asks if she's fingering herself in his backyard, and she says yes, daddy. He says that he'll be home in 15 minutes and she better not come. When he gets there, he goes to the backyard and asks if she put sunscreen on, and she says no. So he leaves to go get sunscreen, and then he comes back and starts like rubbing her body down with sunscreen.
Priorities.
Yeah.
He's like, girl, the sun.
He tells her to turn around and rub sunscreen on her ass and tells her that she's more perfect than he remembers. He makes her turn back around, and then he says,
I'm not playing games with you this time, baby girl. You part those legs and let me in. I'm keeping you. You don't get to say you need space and walk away from me again. This pussy will be mine.
Sounds like the big bad wolf.
I'm gonna blow you down. He's like, if you think you have a choice.
You don't.
No means yes.
She tells him that her pussy has been his since he fingered her on the couch, and he tells her that he hasn't been with anyone since they've like split, and that he used her old panties to jerk off into so many times, and that he feels like a gross old man. And I said in my notes, you are.
You literally are a gross old man.
He tells her that they should go inside now, and she says not before he has a taste, and then he kneels and starts to eat her out. They notice the old rich neighbor is watching them, but they don't stop.
Do you think he wants to fuck me, daddy? I'm fighting to hold still, to not thrash as he tongues me. Do you think he wants to sink into my tight pussy and watch my breast shake as I bounce on his cock? Like, don't say that.
Shane says, yes, that's probably exactly what he's thinking, but it's too bad. This pussy is just for him. She's about to come, but he tells her not yet, and then he pulls her up and sits down, telling her to come on his dick. So she pulls his dick out and guides herself down, forgetting how big it is, and she says that she can't do it, but he tells her,
you're going to take every inch, because you're a good girl, and that's what good girls do. They take their daddy's cocks to the hilt, and then, impossibly, I do.
He says, that I do, so I do.
They take their daddy's cocks to the hilt.
No,
no.
I hate that. I hate it. I hate it. Caps lock. I hate it.
As she adjusts, they tell each other they miss one another, and then they start fucking, but she refuses to come. He decides he's going to punish her and only make her come by eating her out and then fucking her ass. So he pulls her out, puts her on the chair, and flips her over, and he starts to eat her out, and she comes, and then he starts all over again. After a couple more times, he pulls her up and takes her inside of the house to his bed. She spreads her thighs, and he takes some pictures of her spread open before he tells her to suck his dick. She does, and he has to stop her so he can last a little bit longer. And then he tells her that he wants to fuck her in the same position they got caught in. This makes her come for whatever reason, and she's like, Max caught us.
And took it super well. Very weird.
She comes and he asks where she wants his cum, and she says all over her breasts. So he puts her on her back so he can fuck her until he finally pulls out and comes on her chest. And then he tells her that he took the rest of the day off and is owed enough orgasms to cover 6 months, so they got a busy night ahead of them. He continues to eat her out until she loses count of her orgasms. The next morning, she wakes up to his mouth on her again, and she tells him that she loves him. He says it back, and then he tells her that he wants to marry her and worship her pussy for the rest of his life. And she says, yes, she'll marry him.
What?
She laughs and says he was right all along. He's fucking her, dating her, and then marrying her so she can be Max's stepmom. Then she asks if he thinks Max will call her mom.
Disgusting.
The end.
Crazy.
So, Riley, how many red pepper emojis do you give this one?
If you got a daddy kink, this one is for you.
Yeah. Yes. If you got a daddy kink. I don't think I do.
No.
This just cemented that I do not.
Yeah. Which is fine. And if you have one, totally fine.
Totally fine.
If it were to be like, okay, stars, I feel like I would give it 3.
Okay.
3 stars. But if it were red pepper based on, like, smut only, I'd give it, like, 4.5. It's spicy as hell.
It was spicy. Very spicy. Little cringy. Very spicy.
Yes. I will say the daddy and baby girl is what...
It got you?
Yep, it got to me. It got me. Yeah.
And do you think that Shane is sexy?
No.
No, me either.
I don't think he is either.
I think it's the way he talks.
Yeah.
That makes him not sexy. But he is a daddy.
It literally is, yeah. Would you trade places with Lily?
No. No. No.
No.
One, don't want to fuck my father-in-law.
No. I'd rather die.
Hit me with a bus, train. Any large moving vehicle. And also, I don't want, like, my fiancé to cheat on me, so...
No.
Yeah.
So no for me,
very few good things happen to her in this book.
Honestly, yes.
All right, so next week, we're telling Riley all about Muscles and Monsters by Ashley Bennett, and we're going to have her look at the cover and give us her best guess on what it might be about.
Okay, so I'm looking at the cover, and I feel like maybe they're going to work at, like, a gym together. It's going to be, like, humans and monsters coexisting, and I think it's going to be, like, a human-monster relationship, and that they work at a gym together.
Okay.
Am I right?
I don't know. You'll have to tune in next week.
Okay, I'll be here.
All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Smut Up and Listen Podcast and on TikTok at Smut Up and Listen.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram at Smut Up and Listen Podcast and on TikTok at Smut Up and Listen.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.